Speaking of endings, the Higgs boson giveth mass. The black hole taketh away the universe as we know it. Even my elementary school kids know that the sun is going to run out of fuel in a few billion years and be incapable, among other things, of deepening John Boehner's tan. Hollywood has endings. The universe has endings. This line I can't wait to say. Endings are the genesis of the latest live and broadcast project of Jad Abumrad and Robert Krulwich, our friends at Radiolab. Welcome, Robert and Jad.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
So you guys are...
How about this? Her auburn hair glistened in the late, late twilight. Her lips were rosy. But because she worked at the Agricultural Pesticide Registration Bureau, I never saw her again.
Like that.
Is that an ending to the
no,
to
that's,
the thing?
That's the thing. That's his challenge that he was just doing.
Oh, I see.
The backstory to the government shutdown. Well,
yes.
You guys are actually on a live tour, and your show is really embracing this whole issue of endings writ large, way beyond Washington. The tour is called Apocalyptical. Tell me about it a little bit.
It's very of the moment.
Unintentionally so. We're so rarely of the moment, but here we are.
Yeah. Oh, you always say that, Jad. It's unintentional, but I know you've got some secret sort of control panel in your office that knows the zeitgeist.
You know, we had insider information on the calamity that's upon us, and I don't know how we got on endings, really. I think we were reading about...
You have breakfast with God every alternate Tuesday, and he tells you stuff.
he's like, you know, November. Watch out for November. You know, we were reading about this... Robert was reading a book about the end of the giant reptiles, and it's a story we all think we know, and suddenly he happened upon a phrase, which he relayed to me, that completely upended everything we thought we knew. And I don't know, somehow that was the moment and tumbled out of it. And here we are standing on a stage with enormous dinosaur puppets and the most amazing musicians I've ever stood next to. And it seems to all go back to that moment. I don't know.
It's really a lot of fun. I don't know. Sometimes it's sort of, yes, the subject is a little daunting, but the playfulness and the adventure of it on a stage is really, it's a very cool thing to see. And we're going to be doing it like in many places,
and
all the way out to the Bay Area and California, everywhere.
Just as the news guy here, so it wasn't the asteroid regarding the dinosaurs and the dinosaur puppets?
It was the asteroid, but in a way that is there's a new theory about that asteroid, which is it seems so preposterous when I read about it. And then when we began looking at the details, the preposterosity of it became slightly more plausible, to the point where it just seemed worth actually telling people about. It's a very radical theory to describe the end of the dinosaurs, and it's you have to come. That's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll get to hear this, right, on stage?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. These are two of the dudes that we're going to be playing with. This is Glenn Cochi and Darren Gray. They make the band On Fillmore. So these guys, you can't quite hear it in this excerpt, but like Glenn plays percussion, Darren plays the bass, and they do it in a way that is just unorthodox. What's 7 levels beyond unorthodox?
7 levels would be, say to them, what is the sound of a pane glass window shattering on top of a little bird in a puddle?
They
make instruments in front of you to actually to create the sound.
They use gardening implements on their drums.
Things in their mouths and weird.
Darren plays his bass guitar like a tuba.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem possible, but yet he does it.
Sign me up, guys.
Before
we go, what is the, for lack of a better word, takeaway for your audience? What do you want them to get out of this notion of endings when they leave your fabulous performances?
I think it just, as usual, a sense of beauty and wonder at the end of the day.
That even at the end, there's an awe and a wonder to simply being alive.
Yeah.
And that's all the time we have. So,
Chad, how's that for an ending?
All hushy on you.
And Robert Krulwich, co-host of our good friends Radiolab, their apocalyptical tour all over the United States. Check your local public radio listings. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.